Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Welcome, everyone. The Carolina Outdoors here, News 11, 10, 99.3 WBT. I'm Bill Barty in Studio D, along with TJ Boggs on the other side.
Good morning.
Don Yeager on assignment, which means he's turkey hunting, like so many other South Carolina turkey hunters, because turkey season is in effect
right in
South Carolina. Wait up, North Carolina hunters. Your time is coming. Our listenership does bounce up if you're joining us via the airwaves of WBT. Early on a Saturday morning from 5 a.m. to 6, we come in and talk about our Carolina outdoors. But we have a whole bunch of other people that are joining us as well. We're blasting up and down the Eastern Seaboard. So we have non-Carolina listeners that are joining us, as well as people who subscribe via WBT.com, keyword Carolina Outdoors, and JesseBrowns.com, where I hang my hat through the week, overlooking the scenic South Park Shopping District at Jesse Brown's Sharon Corners. You can go to our webpage there, the features page, and listen to all four segments broken down for your listening pleasure. That's 365 days a year around the world, except for North Korea and parts of China. I don't know how many of you did the bracketology of the NCAA basketball tournament, but briefly we should talk about it, because I'm totally out. It is one of the most, one of my favorite games to play, because it does not matter.
It doesn't matter what you know at all.
I found this out with my 2-year-old daughter at the time last year. I would just read out the teams, and she would say one of their names, and I'd fill it out, and she beat me in the bracket last year. 2 years old. Unbelievable. But anyway, TJ, how is your bracket?
Honestly, I've been too afraid to look at it this weekend. Last weekend, as I ended up last Sunday, I guess it was, I still had three of my final four left, which seems to be pretty good compared to everybody else.
I think you're pretty high up in the building over here at Intercom.
WBT WFNZ bracket challenge. I'm number 79, or was. I probably lost all that now, but I'm going to brag about it while I can.
Hey, you got to do it while you can do it. Listen, I got thrown out, as did many people, the number one seed of the entire tournament, Villanova, when they succumbed to Wisconsin. That messed me up. Of course, I don't even know. Our friends down there in Columbia, the University of South Carolina, they may have my new favorite player. I had Duke going pretty far in it, but this Thornwell, holy smoke, SEC player of the year. That's, you know, they got the Gamecocks down there. You've got LSU, Tennessee, Kentucky, Vanderbilt, all in the SEC, and this guy's player of the year.
Yeah,
boy, he showed it out against the Blue Devils, which I had going far. Of course, Louisville, the other ACC team.
That was my final four that is knocked out.
did not happen. Yeah, those two number two seeds going out kind of goofed me up. But, hey, we've got a weekend of it again as bracketology, as they call it, continues. I thought we'd take a little moment to talk about this week in history. Because I find it interesting. And let's just walk through this. Later on in the program, we've got a full program of exciting things to talk about. We've got Ruth Ann Grissom coming on. She is a contributing naturalist to the UNC Charlotte Urban Institute. We're going to post up her article and talk to her a little bit about that article on pollination and the red cedar. That's right. We're going to find out about male and female trees. Who's kicking out all of this pollen around the Piedmont, around the Carolinas, and how it affects us. We're also going to bring on adventurer, Asheville, North Carolina adventurer, Peter Ripmaster. This guy did the Iditarod Invitational. TJ, this is not the mushing sled dog race. This is 1 week before it. And these people attempt the 1,000-mile trek without the dogs. They either ride fat-tired bicycles and or run pulling their own sled.
I get tired driving 1,000 miles. I can't imagine running that.
No joke.
Especially in Alaska.
No kidding. Well, this guy pulled his own sled. This is the fourth year, I think, that he has done this undertaking. And when I say done it, I mean shown up and attempted it. If he's still alive, we're going to have him on edition of the Carolina Outdoors.
We have tried a couple weeks in a row. And
I know it. We're after him. Peter Ripmaster, Asheville, North Carolina. And also, springtime brings so many people to the Appalachian Trail, which goes from 2,190 miles from Georgia, Springer Mountain, Georgia, all the way up to Mount Katahdin, Maine. And March is kind of the month of kickoff. Some people start in February. Some people start in April or May. But March is the big kickoff for people to converge on the southern terminus in Georgia and begin the trek northward toward Maine. Thousands of people attempt it. One in four finish it, and we're going to bring Matt Long on. He is one of those who finished it to talk about the emotions that are happening for people that are taking on this 2,190 miles, 6 months of their life spent out in the woods on the Appalachian Trail. So we'll have an exciting conversation with him.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, let me run through this. In the past week, this is a look back, so to speak, on some things that happened this week in history here on the Carolina Outdoors. On March 20th, Lyndon Baines Johnson sent federal folks into Alabama, 1965. Louis the 16th of France received U.S. representatives in 1778, including Benjamin Franklin, which they essentially brought France into the side of the colonies in their in seeking independence from the British crown. James Packard, co-founder of Packard Motor Company, died in 1928. Of course, that is that it was recognized in the 30s with Stars and Starlets driving those cars around. Jimmy Carter, on March 21st, 1980, told the U.S. athletes of the Olympic boycott that was going to take place. Mm-hmm. The first and only time the U.S. has boycotted an Olympic. And Alcatraz, the famed prison, closes March 21st, 1963. The origin of the Hummer began March 22nd, 1983. And Braxton Bragg was born, the famous general, 1817. Of course, we know him here in North Carolina because of Fort Bragg, which right. still stands over there. March 23rd, Patrick Henry voiced his famed opposition to British rule, as well as OK entering the vernacular. OK.
Really?
1839. I'm going to come back to that one. The Exxon Valdez ran aground in 1989 on March 24th, and Parliament in England passed the Quartering Act, 1765. That meant that the colonists had to take in British troops if the British troops wanted to move into your house. Wow. And today, if you're waking up early on a Saturday, March 25th, 1911, a terrible fire happened in the Garment District of Manhattan, New York City, called the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire. Hundreds of folks were killed in that. Also, Parliament, again in England, passed the Boston Port Act, 1774, where they essentially closed the Boston port until citizens of Boston paid the, in today's dollars, $1 million for the famed Boston Tea Party that had happened. And Danica Patrick was born 1982. Happy birthday to her, March 25th in this week in history. Let me go back to OK Enters the Vernacular, 1839. This comes from History.com, the History Channel's website. The initials OK are first published in the Boston Morning Post. It was meant as an abbreviation for All Correct, a popular slang misspelling of All Correct at the time. OK steadily made its way into the everyday speech of Americans. So, just like today, in the late 1830s, it was a favorite practice among young educated circles to misspell words intentionally, then abbreviate them and use them as slang when talking to one another. Just like teenagers today have their own slang based on distortions of common words, such as K-E-W-L, cool, for cool,
oh, yeah.
or D-Z for these. The in crowd of the 1830s had a whole list of slang terms that they abbreviated, including okay.
They were preparing us for the text generation.
That is exactly right. In 1839. Hey, stay with us. We're going to have more of an exciting program. You're listening to the Carolina Outdoors.